Welcome to Lasting Truth, a radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Sweet Hills, in Banning, California, where Pastor Ryan Hussein teaches the entire Word of God, chapter by chapter, verse by verse, giving our listeners the opportunity of receiving the full counsel of God. Here's Pastor Ryan.
Why do you seek the living amongst the dead? Why are you seeking life out in the world? Don't you know that it's all passing? I'm not saying don't prepare and have a retirement or investments or inheritance. I'm not saying don't prepare. But there's only so much we can. We're going to go anyways. We can't take it with us, right? So, you know, always with an eye on the Lord. And it helps by seeking Him early. We get too busy. And so why early in the morning? Because we can Psalm 46:10 that be still and know that I am God, especially with the phones and everything. Just chill, sit still, and seek your Creator. Then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. And I'm wondering how many angels need to come and speak to us. Don't you remember what he said? Because we're not even connected to what does God desire from us? Do we need an angel to come of the Lord and say, don't you remember what he said? The things that he said. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. John 11:25, he said that to Martha. And then he says, do you believe? And that's the question for all of us today. Do you believe in what he said? And do you remember what he said? He said a lot of things, doesn't he? He has so much to say, so much instruction. And I pray that, I know I'm convicted. Oh, I need to remember what he tells me to do. I want to remember how he tells me to live. I want to remember. Don't you remember what he told you? I came to give you life and that much more abundantly. Don't you remember what he said to you? I have loved you with an everlasting love. That he's the God of the fatherless and the widow. That he gathers the outcasts of Israel. That he loves you so much. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of good and not evil to give you a future and a hope. All of those words, that the reasons why we love him. And it is the love of Christ that compels us. Mary Magdalene, Mark tells us that Jesus casted 7 demons out of her. Well, no wonder she's there early. No wonder she's showing such great love and gratitude. For we're told he who is forgiven much loves much. And so many Christians today have lost a sense of what Christ has done for them. I was lost and dead in my sins. I was in utter darkness. I can't even explain to you. And you know, maybe I'm preaching to the choir. But I spent so much time on the dark side of the moon. You know, I saw stabbings at like 15, 16. Violent stuff that kids are, you know, what do you want 15-year-olds to be into? Certainly not those kinds of violent, horrific things. Why did I mention that? He who's forgiven much loves much. And you don't have to have that kind of testimony. It's just an understanding. My wife didn't come from the hardest gangs in Orange County. She's Potpourri and Fashion Island. But she knows that she's just as bad of a sinner as I am. It's an understanding of what he has done. Mary Magdalene, seven demons. First person to see him resurrected, Mary Magdalene. That's what church is supposed to look like. We think cathedrals and proper attire. It's redeemed people, messed up people that by his grace realized the most wise thing that we can ever have done in our lives is say yes to the truth of Jesus Christ. And they remembered his words. I pray that we remember his words today. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other woman with them, who told these things to the apostles, and their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb. We know John was with him. And stooping down, he saw the linen cloths lying by themselves, and he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened. And so the women told the disciples, and they did not believe. And that's really emphasized in the Gospels. They did not believe. And part of the resurrection, they're being reacquainted. The Lord will deal with that unbelief. And so it's a good time for all of us to remember that we are a people of faith, not of sight, faith. Not of feelings, faith. Not of wokeness and safe spaces, but of faith. We believe that he is and that he is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. That's why we went to the park today. We do not care what the experts say. We know who controls the weather. Turn with me to Luke 20, please. Luke 20. Beginning with verse 11. Are we there? But Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. Then they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. Again, I just wanted to bring you here to see what happened when she realized the body wasn't there, that she wept. She loved him. She wept. Just tell me where you place his body and I'll take it. I'll go to it. And the love. I just want to reemphasize the love. This is why we don't care about our feelings in as much as we care about obeying the Lord. Because he died for us, naked on the cross, and he's worthy of all of our efforts. In our morning devotions, let our excuses die at the feet of Jesus. Let our excuses of human weakness. I don't really do well around people, Jesus, you know. Yeah, neither do I. Join the club. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Philippians 4:13, everybody loves it. What does it say? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can sit in and study. I can sit in and pray. I can sit in and fellowship. I can invite folks to dinner. I can love where I used to not be able. How? Why? What? It's his spirit in us. We can't have a devotion and say, what's that? What is that serenity prayer? Remember that? Oh, the things I cannot change, give me the grace to. No, you don't need grace to accept it. You need to say, Lord, change me in these things. Change me in these things. I'm not up here because I can preach. I'm not up here because I can pastor. I'm up here because Jesus can preach through anyone who he calls. And so she wept. Now, when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" And she, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." And when he said her name, she recognized him. She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, teacher. And Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and to your God." I like that. She clung to him. She said, he said, "Don't cling to me, not I haven't yet ascended." Has he ascended and is he at the right hand of the Father? It's time to cling to him then. Cling to him because he's ascended now. Cling to him. Abide in him, and you in him in you, and you shall bear much fruit. Much fruit. God is looking for us to bear much fruit. Just spend time with him. Live in Christ and let Christ live in you. You will bear fruit. Have those strong devotions in the morning. You're going to bear fruit. You're going to see incredible things happen. And so Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. So back to our text in Luke 24, please. Luke 24. Now behold, verse 13. Two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And so it was while they conversed and reasoned that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were restrained so that they did not know him. Okay, so it says that their eyes were restrained. And so when we read the word of God, it's interesting how the Lord will do that, will restrain us from sometimes understanding certain things, restrain us from certain information until the timing is right. Does that make sense? It's like we get saved. We read this really quick and we just, I understand it all. Thank you. That was quick. Oh, it's like you got to read it. In our cases from the LA school district, we got to read it again and again and again and again. And then he gives understanding eventually. He wants to know, why do you want to know? Right? Kind of like Mary Magdalene, whom are you seeking? Right? Why are you weeping? Why are you reading your word? Oh, why are you serving me? Oh, why are you preaching? Oh, he asks our heart a lot of why we do things to make sure that we have humble motives. But the revelation he gives comes with time. I know this, he teaches the humble his way. So if he says, wait a minute, you're just trying to get through this religious thing, read your Bible and take off. You're not even pointing. I haven't even heard from you. And you think I'm going to give you revelation just because you read a whole proverb today? Because we can do that. What's almost even more important, I feel, is the prayer part to our devotion. Our prayer part to our devotion. And then there's more revelation. And he says, he who has, more will be given to him. He who does not have, even what he thinks he has, going to take that from them. You look at the parable of the sower and the various soils of people's hearts and how they don't receive. It's something that the devil kind of gets involved. Their life gets, they don't, you know, ET phone home. There's nothing happening. But to those who are humble, he speaks. And so their eyes were restrained and they did not know him. Verse 17, and he said to them, what kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walk and are sad? I mean, is it that, see, our relationship with God is relational. I mean, he'll get down to the nitty gritty with how you're feeling. What is this about this Tuesday afternoon? You've been snapping on everybody lately. I mean, that's how my prayer sessions go. Lord, I've been snapping on everybody lately. Or whatever it is for you or for me. That's how you talk to the Lord. What's wrong with me, Lord? Oh, man, where's my patience today? Where's my love today? You know? Why are you so sad, Brian? Why are you so sad, sister, brother? Why so sad? In other words, like if God is so good, so helpful, if he's our Savior as he is, why be so sad? Let not your heart be troubled. And he hits them up. Why are you guys all depressed here? Then the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said to him, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem, and have you not known the things which happened there in these days? And he said to them, what things? Again, what? He's dialoguing. What's bothering you? What things? What things? That's Christianity right there. That's not religion. Nobody sees you and God talking like that. But he does. What things happened in your life today? That's Christianity. Some people think Christianity is just coming into this building. It's not. Christianity is a relationship with God, born of the Spirit by faith in what he did on the cross and him being born on the third day. And we get to talk to God on a major, I mean, you'll laugh probably at the things I've talked to God about. You know, I'm losing in the basketball game and I'm really tired. And oh Lord, help me. Help me make this shot. And I'm also convicted all in the same time. I can hear the Lord say, oh, now you're praying. Why didn't you pray at the beginning of the game? Because I need a three-pointer now. I don't want these guys to beat me. But, it's just relational. It's, you know, my wife's sick. My kids are, you know, school issues. My job, Lord, doesn't pay what it does. My boss, I have health issues. And he's like, what things? Really? That doctor? You don't like that doctor? You know. Yeah, Lord, so you heal me. I don't have to go see that doctor. It's just personal. What things? So they said to him, the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, beside all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us when they did not find his body. They came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. Then he said to them, listen to this, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. He is so loving. He is so gracious. He is so compassionate and empathetic towards us, but he's a loving father who will chastise us when we need a strong reminder that, yeah, we should know better by now on certain things, shouldn't we? You know? We didn't go through all those trials for nothing. You know, the trials you go through are spiritual, they're heavy. And when you first come to the Lord in faith, they're like, wow, this is heavy. It's big. But then as you go, as you believe and he gets you through it, you get stronger in your faith and stronger in your faith and stronger in your faith. He tests our faith and our faith becomes stronger through the trials and the suffering. Then the problems that used to bother you back to 5 years ago, you don't sweat them as much because you've been there, done that, and God got you through it. You know, God forbid if we're the same little problems 10 years later still, you know, bother us the same. It just says we're not growing. Be in the Word. Be in prayer. Desire the pure milk of the Word by which you can grow. Faith comes by hearing, and that by the Word of God. Amen? Amen. And so, oh, foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And I love this. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And really, that's a beautiful statement. This is the bylaw, or should be the constitution of every church. We teach through the whole volume of the Bible, because in the volume of it, it speaks of Jesus. We need the whole context of the Bible, and that's why Calvary Chapels go verse by verse. Our lives are complicated. We don't need a little bit of the answers. We need all the answers we can get from the Word. So we go through the whole Bible, and that really should be the constitution of every church. The closer churches are to that, the healthier the church. Then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone farther, but they constrained him, saying, "Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent." And he went in to stay with them. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, that he took bread, and he blessed and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight. So it was in the breaking of the bread, the blessing of it, their eyes were open. I fear many who don't come to church regularly. When do you take communion? If you don't do it here with us or in your church, when do you remember the body of our Lord with other believers? It's important to examine ourselves and to say, you know what? I haven't taken you. Take communion today with us. But your eyes will understand more as you commemorate the cross and the resurrection often with the church, as their eyes were open. Amen? And they said to one another, "Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us?" That's what we want hearts to do. Our goal is to give people heartburn. Heartburn, I say. Goes down, tastes sweet, goes down bitter sometimes. Bittersweet. Uh-oh. It may convict you. Conviction is different than condemnation. I believe that everyone who seeks the Lord early, who has a desire to go after Jesus with a sincere heart, will receive even the hard truths as convincing and not condemnation. It's those who still want to live for themselves who will call convincing condemnation. Did our hearts not burn? So they rose up that very hour and returned to Jerusalem. So it was late, it was dark, and they got up right away. They saw the Lord, they're heading back to Jerusalem. And they found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together, saying, "The Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." And they told about the things that had happened on the road.
Thank you for joining us today at Lasting Truth Radio. If you're in the area, come out and join us for Sunday services at 8:30 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m. or Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. We are located at 3035 West Nicollet Street in Banning, California. You can also find us on YouTube or Instagram. If you would like to donate to our program, please do so on our website at ccsweethills.org and hit the online giving tab. We hope you will continue to tune in as we journey through the entire Word of God with the teaching of Pastor Ryan Hussein at Calvary Chapel, Sweet Hills. We adore.